I know some of you are happy. I know some of you are absolutely thrilled about this. I know some of you were calling for this past NFL season. I know some of you have been calling for this for years. And the National Football League gave in to you, but you're wrong. And the NFL didn't need to give in. What am I talking about? The NFL overtime rules. The NFL now capitulating to the backlash and the quote-unquote unfairness about the most recent set of overtime rules. And now giving in and changing things and adapting and forcing both teams to get the ball, even if one scores a touchdown in overtime. This is off of the Chiefs and Bills game, of course. I'm your host here, as always, Mike Osti, and this is another episode of Mic Drop here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and Steelers Now. And I got to drop the mic on the NFL giving in again. When you are a company like the NFL, and I say this all the time, some of you understand this, many of you don't, and the NFL doesn't seem to always understand this. When you're a company like the NFL, you don't need to give in to fans as often as they do. And I'm not saying do everything that fans hate. Of course, you don't just want to be a jerk company, although they actually could get away with it. And you do want to better yourself. You do want to adapt and you do want to improve. And the NFL has done this in some respect and did do this not long ago in terms of the overtime rules. But this is just like a few years ago when the Saints, and they did kind of get screwed without a pass interference call being called an NFC championship game, sent the Rams on to the Super Bowl. Immediately, the NFL then decided to change things and allow a no call to be reviewed. So you can review not calling something and determine that you should have called it. It was chaotic. Nobody understood it. It was never administered properly. The games took longer. No one really liked it once you saw it. I knew it was going to suck right away. And then that's gone. But they gave into a backlash because they missed a call. Well, you know, people have missed calls over the years. There's teams that have won games off of missed calls. There's teams that have won games off controversial plays throughout sports history. It's going to happen, and regardless of changing that, it still did happen. It still will happen, and there's nothing they can do about that. You don't want it to occur, but you're bound to have that occur every now and then. It sucked for the Saints, but again, changing it that way didn't help things, okay? They gave in, they then reverted back and realized they shouldn't have gave in. This is similar in terms of the NFL overtime rules. They're giving in because of, as I mentioned, this is really all about Patrick Mahomes, the prohibited bulletproof resume, building his career to be potentially the GOAT of this generation. Tom Brady's still around, but obviously the younger cast of characters, Mahomes has accomplished the most. MVP, been to two Super Bowls, has already won one, still young, plenty more years left, leading a team that is still certainly going to be a contender against Josh Allen, who that budding superstar, I think is a future MVP, maybe a future quarterback that could lead a team to a Super Bowl. Bills fans maybe thought last year could have been that season if they maybe would have won this game. Maybe they would have got the ball. They would have won this game. Maybe they would have been there against the Rams. But very young, a lot to build around. Some argue already the greatest Bills quarterback of all time, and that includes Jim Kelly, of course, who led the Bills to four straight appearances in that big game in the early 90s. So you have those two guys. You have those two stars, the Brady Manning of, say, this generation, you could argue. Two contending teams, two rabid fan bases, two historic franchises that have been around forever. So obviously there's a lot of fans just off of that alone, but certainly contending teams are going to help it. And these have always been passionate, loyal fans, even through some dark days for these two franchises during most of, say, my childhood. And star players all up and down. You had a great game, one of the greatest playoff games I can remember, certainly in recent memory. You had everything that you thought the hype would offer. And then you leave the game with a little bit of a letdown, a little bit of a dud, a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth. Because some feel it was controversial. Some feel it was unfair that you have overtime, you get there, and Josh Allen doesn't get a chance at it. They're going back and forth. You feel like if Josh Allen had the football, they would have scored too. We still might be playing. they were that fair and maybe balanced. Okay. And while I get that, and I was frustrated too, I would like to have seen them go back and forth. I'd like to have them still play. I was entertained by it as well. And I think Josh Allen deserves to be in that conversation, deserves to be right there with Patrick Mahomes, and will, whether he's now or not, become the greatest Bills quarterback, will win an MVP and could get them there. He is that guy. He's that dude. It wasn't unfair. Number one, they knew the rules going in. Number one, nothing controversial happened outside of the actual rules they're well aware of. And the NFL changed because of it, though. They got the backlash. They changed. Some teams put up proposals. Mike Tomlin did not. Mike Tomlin's fine with sudden death. Mike Tomlin made that clear. Mike Tomlin was not supportive of these rules changing. He's made that clear this offseason. And, hey, I'm with them there. And I don't know if I can say Mike Tomlin's been this big proponent of sudden death. Sometimes it's burned him, sometimes it's not, but he certainly said that now. And football is a team game. It's not just about quarterbacks. Yeah, it's a quarterback-driven league. Yeah, you have an elite quarterback, you have a chance. It can be a game changer to your franchise. You go from an average quarterback to a future Hall of Fame quarterback, arguably, or certainly a franchise guy who was with a bad franchise in Matthew Stafford, and you win a championship if you're the Rams. Granted, other things went on, but it can certainly be a game changer. Joe Burrow, the Bengals draft a QB a couple years in after being hurt the first, takes him to the Super Bowl. Yeah, other things are there. You have a relatively solid roster that he joined. It was a great situation for him. But without him, they're not there. And that's a life changer to have Joe Burrow for the Bengals for the next decade, you would figure. Same thing with the Bills, even though they haven't got to that point yet. But as much as I was let down in that regard, as much as I could see the annoyance there, it wasn't controversial like some want to label it. It wasn't unfair like some want to label it. It was off the current rules. And football is a team game. Quarterback's very, very important. That's where the MVP comes from. But defense is there. You got to be able to play defense. You can't have a situation where you're not even expecting the defense to show up. You're not even saying, hey, defense, you get paid tons of money. We have a Defensive Player of the Year award. We're not saying you got to be the 2000 Ravens or 85 Bears. That defensive style is not there anymore. The NFL is not like that anymore. You're not going to see a defense by itself carry you, like even, say, the Broncos did recently with Peyton Manning for his second ring at the end of his career when he was a shell of his former self. That's long gone probably for historic defenses, but you still need a defense to get it done. Hard to say the Steelers' problem recently. Obviously, Ben was older. They had no offensive line quarterback and offensive issues. But the defense, despite T.J. Watt being there, the defense had tons of letdown games. They had tons of bad games. The Steelers' last playoff game at home, when they lost that game against Jacksonville in 2017, for the 2017 season, I was there in the press box. That was my first Steelers playoff game, actually, to cover. And the defense let Blake Bortles march up and down the field. The offense actually scored points in that game, even though the offense got the heat afterwards. So the defense is there, too. The defense counts, too. And I get it. It does suck. And the old rules, which is what some of you are getting confused by, because the minute I tweeted this, immediately got pushback. Well, yeah, defense is part of it, but so then is a coin toss part of the game, too. Just let someone win off a coin toss. That's not what happened. That's not what's been happening since the NFL changed that. Sometimes changing things because you've been messing up is a good idea. Sometimes you do need to adapt. I'm not saying get stick in the mud and refuse to change and do the Major League Baseball thing and basically never adapt and thrive until you're forced to, or just don't. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying to be that stubborn. That's running a company poorly, even though the NFL is Teflon and can do whatever it wants, because no one's going to go anywhere. The numbers, the fans, the ratings, all of that. It's just soaring, the money flying everywhere, no matter what type of scandal anyone's involved in. The NFL should realize that sometimes, but they don't need to give in to every little thing just because somebody complains. They don't. It's not going to change the money. It wouldn't have changed the money. It wouldn't have changed the revenue. It wouldn't have changed the ratings. In fact, this might garner less engagement on social media now. People think it's more fair and less things to complain about. Oh, football in the playoff. Yeah, I think they should expand it to be more fair, but keeping it the way it is actually generates more argument potentially. That might be a positive. That might be something they lose if they do expand it. But again, in terms of the NFL, they're a company, they're bulletproof, they're Teflon. Nothing's going to ever have it go out of business or be killed like people have called for and have said years ago. It's just not going to happen ever, no matter what. And I'm pretty confident in that. But defense is part of it. It wasn't unfair. It was the rules that are there. It was a little bit unfair, even though they were the rules that everyone knew of, off only a coin toss and only a field goal. Because you had for years where you win a coin toss, you go basically 20 yards, kick a field goal, sometimes not even, and then that's it. That did suck. That was a little bit unfair. A lot of the time you weren't crowning the best team or even the most deserving, because the best team doesn't always win. Brett Favre, that game with Minnesota versus New Orleans. New Orleans involved in again. They seem like they're always involved in these games that end up either changing rules or adapting things. They're always involved in this controversy in terms of these games over the years. But when New Orleans won their championship, they got in the Super Bowl off of a victory over the Vikings. Favre there threw the pick at the end. Yeah, that's Favre's fault. He shouldn't have thrown that pick. But little field goal won it. You go back to late 90s, field goal for the Falcons. Beat the Vikings. The Vikings were by far the better team with Randall Cunningham and Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Chris Carter never played in a Super Bowl after that. So you have those moments, and that does kind of leave you in, you barely move in the field. You just kick a field goal off winning the coin toss. I get that, but that's not what the rules have been recently. They did change it to be more fair, to where a field goal is not enough. If you win the coin toss and you choose to receive and you go a first down or so, you kick a field goal because your kicker is Justin Tucker and can just boom it, or not even, off one play you get there and someone kicks a chip shot. Okay, great. You're leading. It puts pressure now on the opponent to score. With no field goal from them, that would then be it. You win it by the three. But if they kick a field goal, you got to do it again. And if you could a touchdown, then okay, then the game's over, because then you're having to drive the field. Then you're, maybe it's one play, but maybe then you're putting it on the defense in terms of scheme. Okay. That puts it where it's more fair. That was what it was, okay? If you score a touchdown, then that's on the team not playing defense, because generally speaking, 99% of the time, you're going to have to mark the field unless somehow you catch them with a big bomb or somehow you run something back. And again, those are few and far between. Those are historic plays. That sucks. But it was much more fair. It didn't need change from where it is now, okay? So that was fair. You have to score a touchdown, then the game's over. A field goal, then you do give it back. But now, even if you score a touchdown, the other team gets it. If you want to play a whole nother quarter and just keep it the exact same as the first four quarters, that's maybe one thing. But this didn't need changed, I guess, is my overlying theme. And I don't think it was unfair before, because you have to be able to tell people defense is part of the game. Defense counts too. Defense is a thing that exists. Defensive players, certainly the best players on teams. Look at TJ Watt on the Steelers. Get paid a lot of money. What are you getting paid for in terms of a lot of money if your role is considered to just be irrelevant almost at the end of games? And I'm not in trying to get an indictment there. I know the defensive players do tons for teams, and I know the Steelers would be nowhere without TJ Watt, but you get what I'm saying. They get played tons of money. It's part of the game. It is a facet of the game. Defense may not win you championship on its own anymore. That might not be possible. You might not be able to have Trent Dilfer for your QB, barely score, never move down the field, and have a defense do it on their own. That's probably not happening again. But the overtime rules didn't need changed. They didn't. Didn't affect bottom line, didn't affect money, didn't affect ratings, didn't affect merchandise, didn't affect interest. None of that was going to be impacted. None of that would be impacted no matter what the rules are, no matter how many other leagues pop up, no matter what else is going on in sports today. The NFL churns the headlines even in the midst of the offseason. Look at the situation now in early April, okay? Look at what it even was in March. Look at what it always is. The day that ends in Y, there's NFL news. You didn't need to adapt. You didn't need to change here. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you should, regardless of the bottom line. You didn't need to hear NFL. You don't really ever. But you really didn't need to hear. It wasn't unfair before. Defense is part of it. You can expect a team to play some freaking defense. And again, a field goal and a coin toss, that sucks. That wasn't totally fair. But requiring a team to score a touchdown puts it on the defense. You didn't need to make this change, the National Football League. You just didn't, NFL. Things were fine. You didn't need to fix the overtime rules. You do anyway. You capitulate. You give in to the backlash, to maybe you, the fan. I don't know what your opinions are. Feel free, bottom of this video, comment below. Tell me what you think. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm missing it. Tell me you agree, possibly, because I feel like there got to be some of you out there that agree. I can't be on my own. But comment below on this video. Give me your thoughts. Also, while you're there, either way, I'm going to ask you to do this because there's certainly tons else on this channel that you can consume if you don't like what I'm saying right now. And that is click on that subscribe button there. Subscribe to Pittsburgh Sports Live, of course, and follow us throughout the Now family of networks. Certainly here at PGH Sports Live on Twitter for Pittsburgh Sports Live at PGH Steelers Now, SteelersNow.com for, of course, our Steelers coverage, as that is our NFL team here throughout our local channel and our network. And again, the NFL, they didn't need to give in this time. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they should. In terms of the NFL overtime rules, there was no controversy. It wasn't unfair. You can't expect a team to play defense when you need more than a field goal and you need a touchdown to end things right away. And they just gave in to fans and backlash when they didn't need to at all.